Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to welcome everybody this morning. We have a few visitors with us. Some have been here before, but some haven't. We welcome you and glad to worship with you. What a great morning this is. Yesterday we celebrated the birthday of our nation, the greatest nation in the world. We've got a sister in Christ with us who was baptized last Wednesday. Lots of good things going on. Stacy and I were going on vacation one time, and we were going to go to California, go to the Los Angeles area, probably to see your Marilyn Monroe stuff. So we get in the car, we're packed up, and we get out early in the morning, and there wasn't many cars on the highway, and kind of going at a good clip, and a couple hours go by, a few more hours go by, we look up, we see a sign, Salt Lake City, 39 miles away. So we pull over, realize we were going the wrong way, and Stacy ever so joyfully, at least we're making good time, you know. We weren't. It's one of those preacher stories. But the idea is we were on the wrong road. We weren't on the wrong road, but a lot of people do that. They get on the wrong road. They're making great time, but they're not going where it is that they want to go. We're not going to talk about, I mean, there's plenty of sermons, we've had plenty of sermons from me, about the wrong road. We're not going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about the right road. I'm sure we've all maybe taken a wrong turn or something, gotten on the wrong road. We're going to talk about the right road today. Some different aspects. Oh, I'm getting out of the picture. I'm standing still. We're going to talk about the right road. You can be on the right road. It's the only road. Okay, that's one thing we need to understand. There is a right Amen. And a wrong road. It's not like a lot of our religious friends that we may encounter at work or in our neighborhood or maybe even in our own family. They say, oh, there's lots of different roads to get to where you want to go. There's the only road. The only road. We, on that only road, are encouraged by fellow Christians and led. People that know that way. We are encouraged and led by people that have gone that road before us. We look in the book of Hebrews. We look in the whole New Testament. People that have gone before us and have paved that way. But we can be encouraged on that only road by people that are confident, that are leading the way, showing the way. On that only road, the right road, we can make headway. And we can get where we want to go. Not like that, you know, made up story of me and Stacy wanting to go to Los Angeles and winding up going a totally different direction, going to Salt Lake City. We actually can get where it is we're wanting to go. We are ultimately wanting to get to heaven. Amen. To be with our God for eternity. I'm going to digress real quick and kind of get off the subject. These people that say, oh, we hope we can have, you know, that we can live eternally. Everybody is going to live eternally. Everybody is going to live for eternity. We want to make sure that it's in the right spot. Everybody, because you're either gonna live eternally in heaven, where ultimately we hope our destination is, and that we're on the right road, the only road to spend eternity with God. And if we're not there, we're going to spend eternity with the devil. Amen. In hell. And it's not going to be pretty. So look at a couple of scriptures. In Ephesians, the fourth chapter, Paul is writing to not only the Christians in Ephesus, but to us. And he emphasizes the idea of oneness, the rightness of things. And he tells the Ephesians, there is only one body, unlike what a lot of people in the religious world teaches, that there's lots of bodies. That there's lots of ways to get to where we want to go. No. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. This concept of there's the right road, and it's the only road. It's not like if we were wanting to go to Los Angeles, you can get there lots of different highways. You can go roundabout ways. There's lots of ways that you can wind up in Los Angeles. Paul is explaining the idea there's one body, there's one Lord, there's one faith, there's one baptism. Not many like the religious world teaches. In Acts 4:12, it goes along this same concept, nor is there salvation in any other. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. That name is Jesus. Amen. That's the right road, the only road. And by His name, that's the only name that we can be saved by. We can't be saved by Martin Luther. We can't be saved by the Pope. We can't be saved by Joseph Smith. We can't be saved by Bruce. That name is Jesus. That is the only road to get to heaven. And it's the right road. And it's the only road. Jesus addresses this issue himself. You don't have to believe me. Believe Jesus. In John 14, he says, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And that's our ultimate goal. That's our destination, is to get to the Father, to get to heaven. And Jesus says, I am that way, the way. He doesn't say, I'm one of the ways to get there. There's others, but I'm one of them. No, I am the way, the truth, the life. You can be on the right road going nowhere. Just being on the right road isn't good enough. We're not talking today about the wrong road. We're talking about the right road. You can be on the right road, but not getting anywhere. I love that picture. Person just sitting in the middle of the road. She's on the right road, going nowhere. Not progressing. Not putting any effort into it. You're not going to get where you want to go, even if you're on the right road, if you're not progressing. progressing. I like to think, and I know we are, that we're in the right place. We're worshiping properly. But if we're just showing up, we might as well just sit down in the middle of the road. We're on the right road, but we're not getting anywhere. We've got to progress on that road to get to our destination. In Hebrews 5, starting verse 12, it reads, "For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." Just because you're on the right road doesn't mean you're advancing. The Hebrew writer is talking about that. You're on the right road, but you know what? You're not growing up. By this time, you ought to be teachers. You're still needing milk. You're not advancing. You need to. You need to be. Revelation 2, in the letters of to the seven churches in Asia, Jesus is addressing the church in Ephesus. And he gives some good praise to them at the beginning. But he says, starting in verse 4, "Nevertheless," we had a lesson on that a few weeks ago, "I have this against you. In spite of the good things I just said, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, where you have fallen, and do the first works, or else I will come quickly and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent." You've lost. You're on the right road, but you're not advancing. You've left that first love. You don't have that passion anymore. You need to rekindle that, or else you need to repent and return to what you used to be. You're on the right road, but you've slid back a little bit. Revelation, in the next chapter, says, "I know your works, that you're neither cold nor hot. I could wish that you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth." Because you're lukewarm, Jesus says. We don't want to be lukewarm to Jesus. He's writing to people that are on the right road, but not progressing. They're just lukewarm. They're neither cold nor hot. The last area I'd like for us to look at is the right road going the wrong direction. One of my fictional trips, I'm driving these country. I know you've been there, and I know in California there's a lot of little country back roads. You know, Nebraska, probably the same thing in farm country. I was traveling these back roads, and I come up to a T. A little T in the road. Which way do I go? I see a little fruit stand about 50 yards away. Farmer selling his produce. So I thought, okay, I'll go ask him. So I pull up, roll down the window. here's a farmer in his overalls and stuff, had his fruit stand sitting there in the shade. I go, is this the road to so-and-so? He goes, yep. Spits a little bit. And good. I go, about how far is it? About 2 miles. Wonderful. By the way, let me grab some of those. Let me get a box of those cherries. So he gets them. Gives me a box of cherries. I roll up the window. Thanks. Have a good day. He, have a good day too. So I'm going down the road. Get about 2 miles. I don't see it. Get about 2.5 miles. I don't see it. I get 3 miles. 4 miles. Finally, I turn around. I go turn around, go back, pull up to that fruit stand, roll down the window. He goes, you want some more cherries? I said, I thought you said this is the road to so-and-so. It is. Well, you said it was 2 miles away. I got 4 miles and never saw it. He goes, you're going the wrong way. It was the road to so-and-so. I was going the wrong way. We can be on the right road going the wrong direction. Just being on the right road doesn't help us. All of our effort is counterproductive. And all that driving I did to 4 miles to try to get there, I was going the wrong direction. It doesn't get me where I wanted to go, but I was on the right road. Proverbs 14:12, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. We don't want to be thinking. We as Christians don't want to be lulled into a false sense of security that this is right. We need to know it. Mark is teaching a wonderful class on hermeneutics on Sunday mornings about how we interpret the Bible, how we ascertain the truth. I encourage you all to be there on Sunday mornings for Sunday morning Bible class, to where we can make sure that we're not on the right road but going the wrong direction. Matthew 7, this was our scripture reading that Terrence read earlier, and thank you, Terrence, for reading that. Jesus says, if you don't like, bring it up, take it up with Jesus someday. It's not me that's saying this. There's a lot of people that say, oh, there's lots of roads. You can get to your destination many ways. We're all getting to the same. Have you ever heard that one? We're all going to the same place. We're just getting there in different ways. Well, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he says, enter by the narrow gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life. And there are a few who find it. Amen. We want to be on the right road, going in the right direction. And we'll end up with Matthew 7, a scripture you guys probably could quote by now. We use this quite often in my lessons. Jesus is talking to religious-minded people. These are not people that don't believe in God. These are people that think they're doing the right stuff. How many people are going to fall into that category on the day of judgment? These people have come to Jesus, and Jesus addresses them and he says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of God, of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name. These are people that are doing religious things. And they think they're doing it in Jesus' name. Jesus says, and then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. They thought they were on the right road. They were doing things in the name of Jesus. They were going in the wrong direction. This lesson was not about right roads and wrong roads. We know that there are many wrong roads out there in the religious community. This was about the right road, but different ways. One, we have to understand that the right road is the only road. We need to understand that you can be on the right road and not going anywhere, not advancing, or you're on the right road and go in the wrong direction. And I'm going to leave you with just the question. Which of these will you choose? Because it is a choice. It's a choice. It's a matter of attitude. It's a matter of effort. It's a matter of priority. It's not good enough just to be on the right road. We've got to actually be progressing. If you need to respond to the invitation, if there's anything that we as a congregation can do for you, if you need prayers of the congregation, if you need to put your Lord on in baptism, if you're looking for a church home, if you're looking for a church home, you're on the right road. Okay? Whatever we can do for you, please come forward, let your needs be known, while Daryl leads us in the invitation. Let's stand and sing.